listener production.
Hi, and welcome to Mackay and the Witt Sunday's local news. I'm Lauren Wilson with the stories from our backyard and beyond. A partly cloudy morning with a medium chance of showers, Mackay and Airlie Beach are heading for 25 degrees. Making the news today, Tuesday the 6th of June, health to be addressed in the state budget, interest rates could be on the rise today, and criticism towards the same job, same pay policy. The state budget will be handed down this time next week, and aside from housing, health is a massive issue the Palaszczuk government will be looking to address. As cost of living rises, fewer than 1 in 10 local GP clinics offer bulk billing, with the average customers almost $45 out of pocket. Health Minister Shannon Fensterman says she understands that taking your family to the GP can be financially difficult without bulk billing.
That's why our budget will be delivering on cost of living for families, and it will be delivering for Queensland Health and our health and hospitals to try and take the pressure off.
A nervous wait for Mackay and the Witt Sunday mortgage holders with the RBA board to meet again this afternoon. They'll consider whether or not to change the interest rate, which currently sits at 3.85%. Amy McVie from the Queensland Council of Social Services says if they rise, it'll push more of us into poverty.
Our community organisations are seeing a change in the demographic of people approaching community services for help. Things like putting food on the table. They are seeing more and more people who are fully employed and who may even have a mortgage.
Since May last year, the RBA has lifted rates 11 times. The entire mining supply chain could be affected if the federal government's same job, same pay policy is passed. That's according to the Minerals Council of Australia, which claims the policy's wording is too broad, which could mean workers, labour hire staff and contractors may need to be paid equally regardless of experience. CEO Tana Constable says it may just make the economic situation worse.
Need them to come to the table and explain exactly what they mean by same job, same pay, and work with us to make sure that it's not going to impact on business at a time that we need to see productivity and economic growth in this country.
Industrial Relations Minister Tony Burke says claims businesses can't pay long-term employees more are just not true. And construction will get underway on 98 social housing properties in Mackay and the Witt Sundays by mid-2025, according to the Queensland's new housing minister. It comes at a cost of $36 million and increases the total number of local social homes by around 4%. Megan Scanlon says the government is meeting with local service providers to make sure vulnerable locals get the services they need. Let's take a look at some sport now. The Bakers Creek Tigers came within 4 points of ending the Eastern Swans' perfect start to the AFL Mackay men's season, but missed out 49-45 at the weekend. North Mackay Saints are still in the top spot amid light work of Mackay City Hawks 135-13. And two Mackay products are the only Cowboys NRLW players to be signed on 3-year deals with the club. Emil Mazelman and Jasmine Peters are confirmed to stay in North Queensland until 2025. And now you're up to date with what's happening in Mackay the Witt Sundays and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.